You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome back to the CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast. This is the daily broadcast of indeterminate length, where we discuss all things E-Mini, along with some really big ideas on the finer points of trading gold, bonds, crude, sugar, the euro. Joining us today, Mr. Michael Bork. From our trading desk in Chicago, Mr. Burton Schlichter. Now, to get things started, let's go to our host and founder in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Here's Dwayne.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Today is Monday, third day of April, 2023. Hope you had a great weekend. Thanks so much for joining us today. Whoever you are, wherever you are, we're just glad to have you right here, right now. We do two live broadcasts every trading day. First live broadcast is reserved for members only and those who are taking their 1 week free trial. If you've not taken your 1 week free trial, you can do so by going to mytradingiq.com. You just click the button at the top of the page that says free trial. No credit card required. You'll have unfettered access to everything a lifetime member has for five consecutive trading days. Doesn't matter what day you sign up, you'll still get five consecutive trading days. And again, we foot the bill. We invest our time, our energy, and our resources in you to see if you really have what it takes to become a trader. That includes one-on-one mentoring sessions at no cost to you. Now, we also do an afternoon broadcast, two live broadcasts every trading day. The afternoon broadcast is open to the public. It's anybody, anywhere on planet Earth with an internet-connected device. There are two different ways to join this afternoon broadcast. Best way is to go to mytradingiq.com. Scroll down to where it says afternoon broadcast. Click the link. Fill out the 30-second registration form, and you're done. You only have to do that once. Every trading day going forward, you'll receive an email about an hour before the broadcast starts. In that email, there is a link. So at 12 noon Eastern, all you have to do is click the link in the email, and it will automatically log you into our platform, where you will have access to the question box so you can ask questions and participate in the discussion. Of course, there will be days you're out of the office, away from the desktop, but you still want to join this afternoon broadcast live. Just point your browser to our YouTube channel, which is pretty easy to remember considering you already know youtube.com. Just put a /CFRN after it. YouTube.com/CFRN. Not only do we broadcast live every trading day on our YouTube channel, but we also archive each and every daily broadcast. Currently, there's over 2,200 daily live episodes archived for your educational and viewing pleasure. And if you're new to the world of CFRN, it's a great way to get to know who we really are. Not who we say we are today, but you can scroll back 6 weeks, 6 months, a year, 2 years, even more. Not only will you find a thread of connectivity and continuity woven through each and every daily broadcast, but you can see kind of where our record stands, not just today, 6 weeks ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, more. Concierge trade alerts, Lightning 247 alerts, recap of the live training room. It's all there. Okay? Archived in perpetuity. Now, we began a topic last week about should a new trader join a trading community. Then on Friday, we talked about the differences in trading communities. And the title of today's broadcast, if you've logged in via the YouTube channel or if you watch it after the fact, is, okay, you've convinced me, what trading community should I join? I have that answer for you right after we open with a word of prayer. Easter is around the corner. In fact, Bert posted the Good Friday schedule in the discussion group this morning in a couple of different places. If you remember, if you're on a trial, if you have not yet connected to our multiple Telegram channels, then you are missing the heartbeat of the whole community. That's where our traders not only share thoughts, ideas, charts, trades, but where we notify you of important events, things to come. When you miss a weekly workshop, you can go back and watch it. When the weekly trading zones are published every Monday morning at 6:15 a.m. Eastern, guess where they go? Right in the Telegram channel. So, if you're on the trial, and especially if you're a member, make sure you go to telegram.org and download for free a secure, fast app. Put it on your phone, put it on your PC, put it on your Mac. There are different versions for each of those things. I have it on my phone, on my PCs, on my tablet. So that makes me very available to every member of the community, as it does Michael, as it does Valerie, and as it does Bert. Telegram.org. Download it. If you have any questions, if you have any problems, let us know. We'll walk you through the process. So back to Easter. Good Friday's on its way. Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. Let's talk about the events leading up to that. Jesus went on trial before two other leaders, and though he was completely innocent, he was sentenced to death. People were upset about the following Jesus had and how he was changing their culture. Truth is, he was getting in their pockets. The religious leaders felt threatened by Jesus' message of love and grace, so they decided to take matters into their own hands. Jesus was whipped, beaten, mocked, and forced to carry his own cross up a hill in the middle of his torture. His hands and feet were nailed into the wood. A crown of thorns was placed upon his head to make fun of him, the King of the Jews. And then he hung on the cross for hours, waiting to die. Crucifixion was the worst way to die and caused indescribable amounts of pain and agony. Eventually, Jesus declared, "It is finished," died, and was buried in a tomb. It seemed like everything Jesus stood for and preached about was over and done with. 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead. His body was a sacrifice for our sins. When he took our punishment, he made a way for us to be made right with God and have a restored relationship by raising from the dead. Jesus proved that he has all power. And those three women that went to the tomb that Sunday morning to bring flowers, to pray, to weep, they were the first ones to preach the good news, because they raced back to the other disciples who had been in hiding all day Saturday and delivered the message. He has risen. That is the good news. Our scripture today, Luke 23, verses 44 through 49, and I'm sharing from the Message translation. This is on Friday, Good Friday. By now it was noon. The whole earth became dark, the darkness lasting 3 hours, a total blackout. The temple curtain split right down the middle. Jesus called loudly, "Father, I place my life in your hands." And he breathed his last. When the captain there saw what happened, he honored God. This man was innocent, a good man, and innocent. All who had come around as spectators to watch the show, when they saw what actually happened, were overcome with grief and headed home. Those who knew Jesus well, along with the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a respectful distance and kept vigil. Now again, that's Luke 23, verses 44 through 49. I encourage you to spend some time with your family on Friday. And you, man, as the priest of your home, read this story. Your family, your children, your grandchildren. Show me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on Luke 23, we're reminded of the sacrifice your Son, Jesus Christ, made for us on the cross. We are humbled by his love, the depth of his suffering. We pray that we may always remember the price that was paid for our redemption and salvation. Help us to live our lives in a way that honors and glorifies you and that reflects the love and grace of Christ. We ask that you give us strength and courage to follow in his footsteps, to love and serve others as he did, and to be willing to make sacrifices for the sake of your kingdom. We also pray for those who are suffering or struggling in any way, that they may find comfort and hope in the knowledge of your great love and mercy. May your Holy Spirit be with them, guiding and comforting them in their time of need. Thank you for the gift of your Son and the hope that his sacrifice brings. May we always turn to you in prayer and seek your will in everything we do. It's in Jesus' name we believe and pray. Everybody said, amen. Let me give you the numbers from around the world real quick. I'm going to start here in the U.S. with the cash markets, or the indices as they're called. Got split markets. That's troubled trading. The Dow's up 238 points, but the NASDAQ is down 85. S&P 500 is up 3.5, but the Russell 2000, our man in the street, is down 10. In the commodity basket, crude oil up $4.60, trading 80.27 last. That's a gain of a little over 6%. And a tip of the hat to Stefan, who I believe it was on Saturday, posted in the discussion group, watch for a huge gap open on crude Sunday night. It became a self-fulfilling prophecy. And we'll see that when we go to the charts in a few minutes. Gold is up $19.80, trading 2006 last. That's a gain of exactly 1%. Silver down 3 cents, trading 2412 last. In the Asian markets at the close, Nikkei up 146 points, Shanghai up 23, the Hang Seng up 9. And in the European markets at the close, FTSE up 41, the DAX down 47, the CAC up 23. Not a mover or a shaker in the bunch, with the exception of crude, of course. Now, before we go to the Logic 247 alerts, the concierge trade alerts, and then Michael, of course, will join us about 12:45 and do a recap of the live training room. And then at 1 p.m. Eastern, we will go live and do some trading for 30 minutes on the TradingView platform. So last week, again, we talked about, should a new trader join a trading community? And then we went into the reasons why on Friday. So if you missed those broadcasts, you can always go back and check them out at youtube.com/CFRN. So today's question is, okay, you convinced me. What community should a new trader join? Obviously, all the things we talked about on Friday, one that's going to give you support, etc. But I turned to an independent, third party, unbiased, with zero skin in the game for the answer. And it came back, CFRN. Also, last week we were nominated for Top E-Mini Podcast of 2023. Hat tip to those folks as well. Christian Financial Radio Network has a community of traders who are unique in their approach to trading. Unlike many other trading communities, the members of the CFRN trading community are guided by a set of Christian principles and values that inform their trading decisions and actions. One of the key values that sets the CFRN trading community apart is their commitment to integrity and honesty. Members of the community believe that it is important to trade with transparency and to be truthful in their dealings with others. They strive to build trust with their fellow traders and with the wider trading community, recognizing that trust is essential to building successful and sustainable trading relationships. Another value that guides the CFRN trading community is a commitment to responsible and ethical trading. Members of the community believe that trading should be done in a way that is consistent with their Christian values and that takes into account the impact of their actions on others. They seek to avoid taking unnecessary risks or engaging in unethical or exploitive trading practices. recognizing that such behavior is not only harmful to others, but can also undermine the integrity of the trading community as a whole. In addition to these values, members of the CFRN trading community are known for their generosity and willingness to help others. They recognize that trading can be challenging and sometimes isolating activity. They are committed to supporting and encouraging their fellow traders. They share their supporting and encouraging knowledge and expertise freely. And they're always willing to lend a helping hand to those who are struggling or in need. Overall, what makes the members of the CFRN trading community so special is their commitment to living out their Christian values. In their trading activities, they are guided by a set of principles and values that emphasize integrity and responsibility, along with generosity, and they are committed to building a trading community that is both successful and sustainable over the long term. Again, I didn't write that. Okay, so now you know which trading community a new trader should consider joining. And if you want to know how to join, let me just stop right here before we go to the logic alerts. Okay, you're on the trial. I don't want to hear a week from now how you didn't know how to get the alerts, or how you didn't know what it was all about, or how much it cost, or any of that stuff. Okay, if you're on the trial, if you're serious about learning how to trade for a living, ask. We're live 2 hours every trading day in the morning. We're live 2 hours every afternoon. If you have a question about anything, ask. If you don't ask, you aren't serious about learning how to trade for a living. End of the story. Logic 247. That's our 24/7 around the clock e-mini alert service that I go over every day on this broadcast at this time. We're in week 244. We have issued over 13,700 individual handcrafted alerts, and we'll hit 13,800 sometime this week. Since the market opened last night at 6 p.m. Eastern, we issued a total of 13 alerts. Still waiting on the outcome of 5. Now that was as of 8:30 a.m. this morning. Valerie will update the recap this afternoon and again this evening. So we had 9 actionable alerts, of which 2, or 22%, would have been stopped out based on not risking more than $300 per contract per trade, less when possible. Based on market structure, very simple 3-step process that we teach all of our passport holders in their unlimited one-on-one mentoring session. When you become a member, take advantage of all the resources that are at your disposal. Become a part of the 1% club. 99% of traders out there do not have access or even the knowledge that they need a teacher, that they need a business plan, that they need a trading plan. But we're going to work with you step by step. This isn't buying an indicator package and a PDF and then a virtual pat on the back. No, we're in this for the long haul. We're in the trenches with you. You have around-the-clock support via Telegram. Take advantage of it. Now, over the last 244 weeks, we've averaged 20% or less of the alerts being stopped out based on the risk profile that I just explained. Last week, we ended up with 6%. We had 45 alerts, 8 never triggered, one carried over. Actually, I can show you the final recap. Stand by. I got it right here. Go. So the next alert to come out will be 13,772. So we'll definitely hit 13,800 this week. All those came out Sunday night, last night. This was the carryover. Did the deal. Last week, we issued a total of 50 alerts. One carryover, eight never triggered, 41 actionable alerts, 7% stopped out based on that risk profile. Now, over the last 4 weeks, we've averaged 20% or less, often a lot less, of the alerts being stopped out. Now, the purpose of the alerts is not so that you can just trade them and not, you know, bother with learning how to trade. I mean, you can, and I know some people do, but that's a mistake. You don't want to spend the rest of your life waiting for somebody else to tell you when to get in and when to get out. You want to be able to look at a chart and read it like a newspaper or a mystery novel. The chart will tell you when to get in and when to get out once you understand how price flows and what the chart is actually telling you. Everything we do has nothing to do with crystal balls, mysticism, or black magic. It's all logical. Now, when you're new to trading, a chart looks confusing and chaotic. But as you spend time, as you listen, as you learn, as you ask lots of questions, as you book one-on-one mentoring sessions, pretty soon it'll start to make sense to you too. And you'll go, wow, that actually is logical. Our traders who've been with us for any length of time should be able to look at any chart, any time frame, any market, from futures to stocks to crypto to Forex, and know at a glance what the next high probability move will most likely be. Are we always right? Well, last week, 7% of the alerts were stopped out. So far this week, we're at 22%. But it's early in the week, so we got plenty of time to square that away. I don't care what the websites say or the emails you get say with all the clever ad copy. No one, not man nor machine nor algorithm, knows with certainty what's going to happen next in the market. God did not give Adam the ability to change the past or know the future. And those two things are inextricably linked for eternity. So even though you can't know what's going to happen next with certainty, you can know with great certainty what the next high probability move is. The longer you're with us, the more plain it will become, and what was once chaos becomes logic and ultimately becomes just common sense. Now, the logic alerts can come out at 2 a.m. or 2 p.m. whenever opportunity presents itself. But our original alert service, the concierge trade alerts, they're a little bit different. They're based on historic price action, whereas logic is based on current price action. But with the logic alerts, there's time built in for you to receive the alert, study your 30-minute chart, actually see with your own eyes the window of opportunity on your 30-minute chart. This does two things. It gets you prepared to actually trade the alert, but it also teaches you how to spot the alerts yourself. Again, our goal for you is to become self-sufficient. I pray that your goal is that you become self-sufficient. Not going to happen overnight. Not going to get rich quick. But you're in a place where you can learn a valuable life skill that will allow you the freedom of working anywhere, anytime on planet Earth. It's one of the things we love about futures is they trade around the clock. Same with crypto, same with Forex. If you're a stock trader, you're kind of locked into those 9:30 to 4 p.m. hours. But you can still do that from anywhere in the world. All right. Concierge trade alerts. They are posted shortly after the Globex open every evening, Sunday through Thursday. Last night, they were posted at 6:20 p.m. Eastern. There's two numbers for each market. All the same markets we cover with the logic alerts. We use the ES as an example. The first thing you do when this report is published is you make note of where price is at this time. It's always going to be between these two numbers. Now, once you've done that, draw a line in the sand at the long target, line in the sand at the short target. These serve as great visual cues to help you stay on the right side of the street. In other words, if the market's rallying, you won't be selling, and if the market's falling, you won't be buying. If price gets above the 30-minute BBC, it's attempting to reach the long target. If it gets below the 30-minute BBC, it's attempting to reach the short target. It's that simple. Always look left, whether you're trading long or short. Always look left to spot potential obstacles and know how price behaves at a weekly trading zone. That's going to take a little time, but once you really understand how price behaves around a weekly zone, the zones will become, in and of themselves, one of the most important tools in your trading toolbox. And as a passport holder, you will have lifetime access to the weekly trading zones. They're published every Monday morning at 6:15 a.m. Eastern. So alerts that are issued Sunday night are based off last week's zones. So when we go to the 30-minute charts here, you'll be seeing last week's zones. But on tomorrow's broadcast, you'll see this week's zones. Okay? Resist the urge to make it more complicated than this. As long as you know which way the wind is blowing, it's pretty simple. It's your goal today. So we'll start out with the daily chart, as we always do. Why? Because institutional traders look at daily, weekly, and monthly charts the way you and I look at 30-minute charts, 5-minute charts, tick charts, and range charts. Why? Well, because of account size. Institutional accounts are in the hundreds of millions and billions of dollars. Typical retail trader account is in the thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. So yes, we provide liquidity for the institutions, but that doesn't mean that we can't do exactly what they're doing. So one of the best ways to do what they're doing is to look at a chart just like the one they're looking at. Trend lines are not proprietary. Fibs are not proprietary. Our indicator set is. So you have to put yourself in the shoes of an institutional trader who is looking at trend lines, who is looking at fibs, and who understands how price flows, which is exactly the same across all markets and all time frames. We've been in a downtrend now over a year. The low of the downtrend was put in on October 13th. We then bounced all the way up 42.44 on February 2nd. We dropped all the way to the 50% Fib retracement from the downtrend low to the February 2nd high. And I had drawn in a price channel last week for those who tune in every day. Stefan had posted this trend line. And I want to give him full credit because he is an important part of our community. He gladly shares charts, thoughts, trade ideas every day, except when he has something else to do. And he started out like every other new trader at CFRN, learning our methodology, learning our strategy, etc. To whom much is given, much is required. That's scripture. Stefan, he lives that out day by day. I encourage you to do the same. Don't get ahead of yourself and start giving advice before you actually learn what you're doing. That's important. The reason people value Stefan's posts so much is because he does know what he's talking about. So, we hit the trend. We almost hit the trend line Friday. We opened last night. Bang. Now we're off the high. Is it possible that price could come back down to kiss the top of this price channel and meet up with the 30-minute BBC or the daily BBC? Very much so. The green line is called the BBC. It stands for bull bear cross. Price crosses above it, we're bullish. We anticipate higher prices. Price crosses below it, we're bearish. We anticipate lower prices. And its sidekick here is called a CFMA1. I call it blue and climbing, red and falling. One is bullish, the other bearish. Hopefully, that's obvious. Now you might say, well, I don't trade a daily chart, dude. I don't even trade the S&P, dude. Okay, dude. Doesn't matter. Whatever market you trade, whether you trade stocks, Walmart, Amazon, whatever, crypto, Forex, or one of these futures markets. By spending 2 minutes studying the daily chart before you actually sit down to look for opportunities to put on and take off trades, you'll have a good idea of which way the wind's blowing, and you'll know where the major obstacles are. Be they resistance, like this, or support, like this, this, and this. Jot the numbers down. You don't have to look at the daily chart every 5 minutes. It is, after all, a daily chart, and you'll only get one candle a day. So, yes, we have a green candle, but yes, we're also well off the high of the session. Okay. So we know that institutional buyers now for 1, 2, 3, even 4 days have done their best to push the market higher. Should we close above today's high, then our next obstacle will be the high of February 16th, the high of February 14th, and here, 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 until we're back to the February 2nd high. Okay? Don't make it any more complicated than that. For support, low of the session, 24% Fib retracement, step line, blue and climbing, daily BBC, top of the price channel. Again, doesn't matter what market you trade, futures, stocks, crypto, forex. Price flows the same across all markets and all time frames. All right. The vertical line that you see on the chart. All alerts, both logic and CTAs, are based on the 30-minute chart. You can clearly see the gap lower open that we had last night on the ES, price pulled back to the BBC. Now, what do we know about the BBC? We know the pullback holds more often than it doesn't. And true to form, it held. Red and falling, turned to blue and climbing. There's your goal for the day, goal for the day, goal for the day. And then we came just shy of the CTA long target. We were looking for 41.60, and we made it to 41.5775. But this candle alone opened at 41.45. We put in a high at 41.57. That's 12 points, $50 a point, $600 per contract traded in that one candle. Okay? That's the potential. That's what the market offered. At no point should you have been thinking about trading to the short target until we have a candle open and close below the 30-minute BTC. Did the gap fill? Well, they almost always do. And there it is. On the Dow, there's the gap. Pull back to the BBC, a leg, another pullback holds, and the pullback holds, and then bang, we hit the long target. We exceed last week's weekly trading zone at 33,650, and we put in a high at 33,821. Now, remember, these are last week's zones. Tomorrow, we'll have this week's zones. All of our members and trial members got the zones this morning at 6:15 a.m. Eastern. We've published the zones since December 14th, 2009. Once they're published, they're carved in stone for the entire week. We don't change them. We don't manipulate them in any way whatsoever. Russell, here's where the market opened, gap lower open, down to the BBC, pullback held, red and falling, turned to blue and climbing, and walked you right up to the long target. Then price got below the BBC and walked you down to the short target to the tick. That random line, yep. Funny how price always finds that. Does it do? In Q, gap lower open, that gap has not filled, okay? Pretty quiet sideways trade. Now, we did get below the BBC here and drop to the short target, to the tick. We've pulled up to the BBC, the pullback has held so far. We've got red and falling in the picture. So our anticipation is that if price can take out this low, 13,180, it's going to at least trade down to 13,164. And then 13,153. And if price should take out the short target, you look left, you see that bullish cross? Price drops, it will most likely find support at the previous bullish cross. Same is true of a bearish cross. A bullish cross that leads to an extended move. First time price revisits that area. Support. Bearish cross. Resistance. Crude oil. Now there's a gap. Friday's close here. Sunday night's open here. The one Stefan talked about on Saturday. Back to the BBC, we're just hugging blue and climbing, and the BBC. Chances are we hit that long target before we fill the gap, but embrace all possibilities because anything can happen. On gold, we hit the short target, got above the BBC, ran right up to the long target. I'm serious, guys. Don't make it any more complicated than that. silver, down to the short target, up to the long target. Euro, down to the short target. Price gets above the BBC. Where do we go? To the long target and last week's zone. It's like paint by numbers. All right, Michael, take it away.
All right, here we go. Alrighty. Over this way. Good. All right. So, happy Monday.
Looks good.
Good. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Monday, the third day of April, 2023. Can you believe that? The third day of April already. Now, if you've not taken a free trial with us and you want to take a free trial with us, go here to mytradingiq.com. Right here it says sign up for your free 5-day training, 9:30 to 11:30. Click on that. All right, when you click on that, you're going to have to fill out a form. Now, if you're going to take the free trial, you should be sure to go, you should be sure to go out here to trading platforms and download your trading platform. Okay, you want to make sure you get your trading platform downloaded for the trial. It'd be a lot easier to go over things with us while we're doing it in the room in the morning, and you'll have it at night to look over and write down any questions you might have and get in touch with us anytime. You can email us at support@cfrn.net or support@mytradingiq.com. Either one of those, an email will get to us. You want to make sure we get all your questions answered while you are on the trial, not after you're out of the trial, while you're on the trial. That's when you ask the questions, all right? Don't wait till the trial's over and then say, oh, I had all these questions and I didn't get any of them answered. Ask them during the trial. All right. Anyway, once you do that, go to the Trade Rules page here on Trade Rules. If you have Trading View, if you choose Trading View, then watch the setup video. And this is how you set up the Trading View environment for yourself. Okay. And I'm going to go over that in a few minutes. We're going to be showing the Trading View here in just a few minutes. The setup video and the sensitivity is a setting that gives the arrows on the various markets. I'm going to have different settings, preset settings for you. And well, these aren't, there's only one preset setting. It's the ES and the NQ at 0.35. But you'll have to change the sensitivity to the other ones. Just watch the video and you'll figure it out. Now, every trade has three parts to it, right? The entry, the risk management, and the exit. The rules for all of those are in here for the different time frames that you might want to use. They're all in there for you, okay? So make sure you look at all that stuff. Now, the spreadsheet. We're on a new month, so it's the first day of the new month. We ended last month with $17,352. This month, the first day of April. If you're going to read the spreadsheet, you're going to read all the CFTC risk disclosures down at the bottom. It's the third, it's the first business day, but the third day of April 2023. We're lost 12 on the NQ. I don't believe we ended up minus on the NQ. I mean, there were so many trades on the NQ, and everybody was getting that goal early on the NQ. I ended up with minus 12. I never did get up to 20 today, I don't think. Nope. My high of the day was 8 on the NQ. We had 12 on crude, 9 on gold, and 21 on the ES. That put us at 412.5 on the morning session. Today it took 17 minutes and 3 trades. Now we're on the fourth month, so we're at 4 contracts now. But it took 17 minutes and 3 trades to get to $490. That is over. And we took a total of 16 trades this morning. So obviously the first day of the month, we're averaging 412.50 a month on the month right now, daily average. We've now gone 62 out of 63 days getting our goal. And we've gone 32 consecutive days since our last non-green day, 410 consecutive business days since our last red day. So what that means is our last day that we did not get the goal and we ended negative, our last red day was in September of 2021. On the year now, we're at $32,365 a contract, averaging $516 per contract per two-hour trading day. If you were to quit trading when you get your goal for the day and you were to add one contract per month, right now you'd be on 4 contracts, just like me. And you'd have only had to work 15.2 hours so far this year. You would have averaged $1,152 per hour on the year. Okay, $1,152 per hour on the year. All right, let's get into the trades. Now we had trades in all four of these markets right here. So we'll just start out with the gold. And let me scroll back here to the trades that we got in the gold. All right, so we started out in gold with a break-even trade right here. Okay, and then we stopped out on this one, and we didn't take the follow-up trade right here that did end up going up to that level that I put in on this trade. We stopped out on this one. I think I probably should have my stop at break even on that. But either way, I stopped out. So at that point, we're at minus 10 on the gold. Okay, and then we had... It was when the news came out, I thought, right? Wasn't it? Yeah, it was right here when the news came out. We got into that trade right there, and we picked up 19 ticks, and that put us at plus 9 on the gold right there. Then we had a break-even trade right here, and that was all the trading that we did do. Now, there was another trade right here that would have ended up being a break-even had I taken it. Another trade right here that was profitable. A trade here that was a nice profitable trade, if anybody got that one. Trade here. Did not continue the trend down. I didn't get that. Over here would have been a break even followed by a trade I wouldn't have taken, and that was during the break. During the break there was one more break even trade, and that was it. So the gold really slowed down after the morning session. We ended up with a plus 9 on the gold overall. Right, let's slide that back here, and we'll go to the crude oil. Now on the crude, let's go back to the beginning. Here we are. All right, so right at the open, there was some pretty nice trades here. It was one there and one there that I missed, both of those. And then this one here, I picked up 4 ticks. Then I missed that, and that, and that, and that, and that, and that. And over here, I picked up 2 more ticks to get me to plus 6. And then right here, I got 6 more ticks to get me to plus 12. And that was what we ended up trading with the crude. Now, we had to wait for a higher swing, so you would have been able to take this trade right in here. So... that would have been a decent trade if you stuck it out over here. This would have been a trade off the ribbon, so you would have been able to take some profit on this right here. All right, you wouldn't have to wait for the arrow. You could have taken it off the ribbon there and here if you wanted to. Both of those ended up working out okay. And that was it on crude oil today. All right, so now we'll look at the ES. Let me see who all is in here today. Scrolling all the way up through everybody's in here. Okay. On the ES, we started out here. Our first trade on the ES was right here. We got 9 ticks on the first trade and 12 ticks on the second trade. Is that right? Yeah, 9 ticks on the first trade and 12 ticks on the second trade. That got us to 21 overall. So the ES was going up and hitting all these levels that I could see when I could see them. And that was all we did with the ES. It did give a couple more trades. There was one right here that would have been probably a break-even trade. Just barely put in a higher swing, so you could have taken this one, which would have been another break-even trade. Then it turned around and gave some pretty nice shorts in here. Gave one nice short right there. Then this one here would have been both of those trades together. Decent. And that would have been both of those trades together, which was a good return. This one here would have stopped you out. And then during the break, you had just one break-even trade. Okay, so the ES did give up some pretty good trades today. But that was it. It's 12:54. I want to go in and show you something in a few minutes here. In a few minutes. This is the NQ, and you can see all the trades that the NQ gave up here. We did stop out on the NQ in there somewhere. That's how we ended up with minus 12. That stop out. All right, so the NQ started in here. Our very first trade was right here. Now, I know a lot of the guys got their goal for the day on this trade, but I just got one tick. And then on this one, I got another tick. So it's a plus 2. Then I had a break even here. Now, on both of those trades, I think, at least on the first one, I had a target on it. I was letting it run to the target, and it didn't actually make it to the target before it came back and took me out. So I should have locked in a little bit more on that. But either way. I got a break even here, and on this one I went from plus 2 all the way up to plus 6. Okay, and then on this one I went from plus 6 all the way to plus 8. And then I didn't trade for a little while. It doesn't look like I recorded this one. And then I got the stop out right here. So I was up something on this, maybe just another ticket too. It doesn't look like a very big trade. But anyway, I showed myself at plus 8. At that point, and then I stopped out, and that put me at minus 12. There were some more trades in here. I just didn't get them. There was one there, one here. This first one would have been a little bit of profit, or maybe a break even, and then it didn't do anything. These combined would have given you something right here. Then you could have taken that for something right there, and then you could have also taken that one. Actually, you couldn't have taken this one. You're taking these and this one, not this one, because it didn't put it in a lower swing. But these right here were really nice trades that triggered while I was doing the trading part of it. You can see there were just more trades in here that were triggering on the NQ. Then you get into the break, and there were like 5-6 of them right here. This one would have been okay to take. This one would have been okay to take. This one would have been okay to take. This one would have been okay to take, but it would have stopped you out. And that one would not have been okay to take. Okay, then you get over here, you got a nice trend going in. 1, 2, 3 nice trades right in a row. Changed directions, gave, that would have ended up being a break even, and this would have ended up being a break even. And that's how the morning went with the NQ and all. I didn't bring out the question box. Let me bring that out and see if anybody's got any questions. I don't see any questions. That's good. All right, so this was all on TradingView. Now I am going to shut off NinjaTrader right now. Let me think about it before I get started with the live stream. Okay, I'm gonna have as few things open as possible. Now this is what we had in the lesson plan for today. Went over the bar types, different types of bars, and then why we use the range bars. What the tick value is for each market that we have. This is $5 a tick, $12.50 a tick, $10 a tick, and $10 a tick. That means price movement is a tick in that case, not a transaction. Okay. Compared to the Pro Ninja and Trading View, just a little bit. The up close versus the down close. You know, every bar, because it's a range bar, it has to close either at the top or the bottom of the bar. An up close is a close at the top. A bottom close is a close at the bottom, or a down close is a close at the bottom. Because they're range bars, you can be proactive with your trades. If you know where the top is, you know where the bottom is going to be, so you can get ready, put your order on ahead of time. Like that one right there, you could just plop right on ahead of time and been ready to take the trade like that right there. And this has my auto break even thing going, and it always brings it right next to break even, but not quite to break even. Okay, I'm just gonna lock in one tick on that. But that's exactly what you do. You can see where the bottom is going to be, put your order on, get ready for it. And then last week we went over how to set up your auto break even buttons. I have one set up for each different range here. Okay, we went over how to set that up last week. We did it in a partners meeting, and we did it during the session Friday, I think, or Thursday. Anyway, these are the different things that we went over in the room today in the lesson plan. Okay, I'll be covering those again some more as we go through the rest of the week. And speaking of the rest of the week, it is a holiday week, right? We do have high impact news coming out Friday morning, and it looks like they're doing something really weird with the markets. We're going to be closed, but I just want to warn everyone that this high impact news is coming out Friday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. And they're shutting the markets down like an hour later. So you do not want to be in any trades when they shut the markets down, because I am predicting a very volatile open on Sunday night, on Easter Sunday night. Very volatile opening. We'll see. We'll see how it comes together. But if you have not taken a free trial with us and you want to take a free trial, go here to mytradingiq.com, and right here is where you sign up for it. Sign up for your free training and trading right there at 9:30 to 11:30. We're going to go to a live stream here in a few minutes, in 1 minute. To get to the live stream, you go here to go to tradingview.com, and right here under community, go to live streams, and we are going to be in upcoming streams down at the bottom. We'll be in the upcoming streams down there. You'll be able to jump into it there. Let me just make sure I got everything going properly over here. I do. Okay. Let me shut this thing off and turn this thing on. And let me hit refresh on this page, because it is 1 p.m. and we're about to go over there and go live. Okay, I'll share that. All right, so you all know how to get into the live stream, and you all know how to take the free trial with us. All right, now I'm going to jump into the live stream right now. So let me hit start stream here. And once again, shut that off and hit start stream. Here it comes. All right, so now the stream has started. All right, so that NQ trade that I just showed you a minute ago from right over here, you know, these are range bars. So if you know the top is, you know, the bottom is going to be, so you can be ready for the trade when it comes. So for those of you guys who are in the live stream, or who are getting in the live stream now since we just opened it up. Let me post one thing over there really quick. All right. What we're looking for now on the NQ, we're going to look for a pullback, another opportunity to get into the trade. What we need to see on the NQ, what we need to see is this black line down here, get up into the overbought, or for price to get up into the ribbon, or both. All right, both would be best, but that's what we're going to be looking for. You see on the ES, the trend just changed right here. The long-term direction is changing, so it's flattened out right now. So we're not going to get any trades there on the ES right now. Gold has got, it gave a short off the ribbon here just a few minutes ago, and the NQ gave a short. So we're going to be waiting to see what comes together with all of that. Now, for anybody who's over there in the live stream right now, if you want me to look at any equities or cryptos or ETFs or anything like that, you just got to give me a symbol to look at. Okay, you just got to give a symbol. So right now we're looking for a pullback up to the ribbon, or for this to get up into the overbought, right? The black line right here, get up into the overbought. Okay, that's all we're looking for right now. And over here on the gold, it's got a little bit of bearish separation right here. If you look at this on the bigger picture on the gold, it's not really looking like it's got a downtrend going here. So it's got a little bit of bearish separation. Yeah, this move down is lower than the prior swing here, so that's good, but it's still not all that terribly convincing. All right, let's go here, close that thing and minimize that thing. And here we are, back in here right now. We needed this to get up into the overbought, or for this price to get up into the ribbon. We don't have either one of those right now. The only thing we have that's even close to a trade right now is right here on crude. If we got an up close on this, it's gonna be 41 up to 49. And yeah, so we'll wait and see if we end up getting that. If you look at that on the bigger picture right now on crude, this was a consolidation after a big leg up. This is consolidation. This was a little bit more of a leg up, and this is a little bit more consolidation that it's going through. I would have liked to have seen a higher swing coming off of this leg up right here. This was a higher swing than that one, so this is just part of the consolidation after that higher swing right now. What we're going to need, because we've hit the ribbon, we don't actually need to get an arrow on this, but we did get an arrow anyway. So that is a valid trade right there on the crude oil. All right, now what we would anticipate is it's going to get up here at 59, okay, up to 59, and it looks like it should get right up to 59. We have to get four ticks in profit like that to bump the stop to break even. I'm just going to bump mine to plus one tick, just to plus one tick, and you see it just took me out at plus one tick right there. All right, so I would be looking for this to continue moving up. I don't know what that message was. Oops. Yeah, I gotta slide that off. Hold it. Let me just slide this off here. Okay, those were the weekly trading zones. Yeah. I'd be looking for this to continue moving up to 59.60 is where that's gonna go up to. And 60 happens to be right up above the prior swing high. But that's the number that crude oil is looking to get to right now. All right, back over here on the NQ, guys. We're in the overbought that I was talking about a few minutes ago. We need a down close on the current bar. So it's going to be 4 points and a tick lower than where it is. Okay, 4 points and a tick. That'd be 66.75, I think, right now, right? 4 points lower from here would be 66.75. And then one more tick would be 66.50. So that's what we're going to be selling on the NQ if we get the chance to sell it. The crude oil, you see, just did go up a little bit further. And now let's see where crude is going to go beyond 60. It's not really giving anything good beyond 60 right now. Okay. It's not really giving anything very good over there beyond 60, but we'll see where that goes. The gold just tanked right here. Big move down on the gold. All right. We're going to want to see that pull back up. And give us an opportunity on the short side. The NQ just gave the short right here. Right now, you didn't get an arrow on this because we didn't come out of the oversold. Right, so it's actually not a valid short yet because it didn't hit the ribbon and it didn't come out of the oversold. I mean, the overbought. It needs to drop out of the overbought to get the arrow. Okay, so get ready for that. It's not quite there yet. Okay, and on the crude, I'm looking for a good number for that to get up to. There it is. Okay, there's one spot is 62, but the next spot up is going to be a 75. Okay, so I know 62 is just right here. And that is a valid spot that it's looking for, but the next spot up is going to be all the way up here at 75. Okay. On the NQ now, hang on, let me finish this over here. 75 and 62. Okay, we just hit the 62 one, so I'm not going to draw a line there for you. Okay, and let me go back here. So I'm just using this thing. Okay, on the NQ, here's the NQ trade. It already bumped my stop to break even just about. I'm going to lock in 6 ticks there, it looks like. That's 8 right there. And so we're going to end with 8 on the NQ. Okay. And that should actually go all the way down here to the swing low, down here to 58.50 at least. We want to see this black line and the red line get all the way down into the oversold. All right. If the red line gets down to the oversold, it's definitely time for it to pull back and do it again. Over here on the gold, it's pulled back up. It's gotten the black line up into the overbought over there. Okay, it's gotten the black line all the way up into the overbought. So we'd be looking for a move out of the overbought. I'm hoping it's going to retrace more of this, get somewhere up here, preferably. Okay. So let me put the down arrow over here on the NQ. And now let me go in here and check out what's going on over here. All right, I don't see anybody asking any questions in the live stream. So if anybody's got any questions, you want me to look at any kind of anything, cryptos, equities, stocks, ETFs, even options, just let me know. You got to give me a symbol, and I'll give you my opinion based on what the charts tell us. So basically, the chart's opinion. All right, so it is now 108. So far, we've had 2 trades, plus 1 on crude and plus 8 on the NQ. We want to see this put in a lower swing before we take another trade over here on the NQ. The gold is still pulling back. It could give us a down close and drop out of the overbought. That would give us an arrow. Crude oil is still working its way up. The next level up that I gave you was 80.75. It's still working its way up on that one. If you have not taken a free trial with us and you want to take a free trial with us, especially if you have TradingView, just go to mytradingiq.com, sign up for the free trial right there. It's right on the homepage. It's pretty self-explanatory. If you're going to sign up for the free trial, then you probably also want to go to trade rules right here, where we have the trade rules for TIQ context. These trade rules are all for TradingView right here. Okay, these are for TradingView rules right here. Every trade has an entry, a risk management, and the exit. All the rules for the trade management, the risk, and the trade entry, the risk management, and the exit are right here. All right, clearly spelled out for you there in text. Let's see, we have the crude is still working its way up. The gold is actually turning up a little bit deeper. I remember I said I wanted to see it pull back a little bit deeper, like up to here, the ribbon, because we had that big move down. I'd really rather see it like a 50% retracement of that big move. The NQ is pulled all the way through the ribbon. Now, that usually pans out to be a good thing for the ES. I don't know if it's going to be, but it usually works out to be a good thing for the ES. It's gone through the ribbon, and the ES has gone up to the ribbon. The ES has actually gone through it a little bit, so it might get choppy here, but we'll just have to wait and see. All right, now I still want to see the gold pull back a little bit deeper before we enter a trade over here. The crude oil, you can see, made that run up and it's pulling back now. This is kind of what I was hoping for on this pullback right here, to get another shot at the crude for it to get up here to 75. I don't see any questions coming in, but we will. Hopefully in here we're going to get an opportunity. The gold just gave an opportunity right here. I guess it gave an opportunity back here, but I want to see it pull back a little bit deeper on the gold. If you took this last one, you'd be bumping your stop to break even right now. I just want to see a little deeper pullback. This is exactly what I wanted to see on the crude. We're pulling back down to the ribbon, and the black line is getting into the oversold. So an arrow off the ribbon is a higher probability trade. All right. That's the highest probability trade, is an arrow off the ribbon. This didn't actually hit the ribbon right here, but it's pretty darn close. Anyway, I took it, and here it is. And that should go all the way up to 75. Should go all the way up to there. Okay. We need 4 ticks in profit to pump the stop to break even. On a 7 tick range bar, every trade starts out with 10 ticks of risk on a 7 tick range bar. Okay. All right, so yeah. All right, so the ES is not going to give us a trade here after all, it doesn't look like. Okay, and so waiting on the crude. The crude should give us that push up we're looking for in here. The NQ went right through the ribbon. The ES went right through the ribbon. So we don't have trades on either one of those right now. And the gold, I'm still looking for a little bit deeper pullback on the gold. If you took this short, you would have had, this one would have stopped you out. And this one, there it is on the crude. This one would have stopped you out. And this one would have given you a break even trade, right? But on the crude, I'm just going to lock in one little tick on this so far, but it should go all the way up here to 75. That'd be 19 ticks if it goes all the way up there to 75. Okay. Yes, I don't see when I can. Will I discuss the range bar and how it differs from tick bars? Sure, I'd be happy to discuss that. All right, so I ended up with just one little tick over here on the crude this time. Let me put that in, and then I'll explain that to you, Malcolm. Hold on a sec. Okay. All right. So let's just... let me look at something that's not going to have a trade here. The ES is not going to have a trade. Okay, so let me put this on crude oil.
CJ's got a question for you as well.
Okay.
In the right. TradingView live stream.
Okay, I'll jump over there in just a sec. To answer the question about the difference between a range bar and a regular time bar, let's just make a regular time bar. Okay, here's a 1 minute bar. And this is a candlestick, but just ignoring that part of it. With this bar, let me make it the same kind of bar. There you go. With this bar, all you know is when it's going to close, all right? You know where it opened and you know when it's going to close. You don't know where the high is going to be or where the low is going to be. With this bar, I know where it opened. I know it can only be 7 ticks in range, so it can only be 7 ticks high. So if I know where the bottom is, I know where the top has to be if it's going to close up. And if I know where the top is, I know where the bottom can only be if it's going to close down. It's got 7 ticks range in it. So if the high is at 62, then the lowest it could be would be 55, right? The bottom at 56, the highest it could be would be 63. So I know where this bar is going to close. It has to close either at the top or the bottom to get to the next bar. And so if I'm looking for an up close, I know it's going to close at 63. I know that ahead of time. But this bar, all I know is it's going to close when a minute's done. I don't know where it's going to close. It's going to close at the top, the bottom, in the middle. I don't know anything about that. Okay, that's the difference between a tick bar and a range bar. Between a minute bar and a range bar. A minute bar, like this one right here, a minute bar, you don't know where the bar is going to close. You know if it's going to close at the top, the bottom, the middle. You don't know anything about it. You just know when it's going to close. This one, you don't know when it's going to close, but you know where it's going to close. So it's more important to know the where than it is to know the when. Okay, you can be ready for the where. You can be proactive with your trade with the where. You can't be proactive with your trade on a win because you don't know when it closes. When it closes, you don't know where it's going to close, so you don't know if you're going to have a trade or not. This one, I know when it exceeds the bar limit and it does close, I know if I'm going to have a trade or not, right? So I can put a buy stop limit order on ahead of time, exactly at the right place ahead of time. With this one, you have to wait until the bar actually closes and then take action. So let me put this back on the ES. I'll go answer the other question that came in. Does that answer your question well enough, Malcolm? Okay. Okay. Let me go over to the live stream and answer the question that came in over there. When to add the no trade zone on the TIQ? Where to add it? Okay. To add the no trade zone, you go into the TIQ context like this, and in style, scroll down here. It says no trade zone right here. Okay. Now, the thing about the no trade zone is the range of the no trade zone is set with the sensitivity setting. Okay. In here, if you go back to your settings on the TIQ context in the inputs, down here at the bottom, by default, it's 0.35. That's for the ES and the NQ. It's 0.35. If you want this to be your no trade zone, no. What the no trade zone shows you is when the long-term direction is flat, you don't want to be trading. When you have some direction in the long-term direction, that's when you want to trade. And then when it starts to get flat again, you don't want to trade. So ideally, you want to be trading when it's got direction like this. Okay, you want to be taking these trades. You don't want to trade when it flattens out. Now, you are in control of that, right? By default, it's at 0.35, but if you want it to be a little less conservative, make it a smaller number. See how small those no trade zones get? Suddenly you get a whole bunch more arrows. Now, if you want more arrows and you want more trades, then that's what you do. But the higher probability trades are not going to be like that. Now, I have 0.35 chosen for the ES and for the YM and for the NQ because it does work pretty well where the flat spots are. That's all you really want to identify. You don't want to make this too big, because if you make it too big, then it's going to make these big. And you're not going to get a trade set up until the end, you know, into the middle or end of the trend. You're not going to get the ones at the beginning of the trend. You know, you're going to get the ones at the end of the trend. And the ones at the end of the trend, remember, if you remember what I said earlier, you know, the market's always doing the same thing, right? It's going up and down, up and down, up and down, up. And then it slows down, and then it starts going down more and goes up less. So if you wait till the ones at the end of the trend, you're going to get these, when really what you want is the ones at the beginning of the trend, you know, where the legs are longer. And then you'll see the legs peter out toward the end of the trend. And then your no trade zones are going to kick in and say, okay, well, the long-term trend is flattening out, so we're not going to trade once we get into this stuff right here. Okay, which is happening right here, which happened right down here, which happened right up here. You see how the legs right here, this leg was that long, this leg was that long, this leg was this long. And then we get into the no trade zone right there. Okay, that's what that's all about. So you're in control of it, and that's how you turn it on or off. Now, I leave it off because it's just a lot of stuff on the chart. You know, I know the arrows aren't going to come if it's flattened out. And, you know, and that's a game call decision anyway, if it's too flat, whether you get an arrow or not. If it still hits the ribbon, like something like right in here, if it still hits the ribbon, you're not going to get an arrow. But if it hits the ribbon and you have enough of a trend, you still want to take the trade, you know, that's up to you, but you're not going to get an arrow. Okay. All right. I think that was all the questions. So right now we've got 8 ticks on the NQ and 2 ticks on crude so far in 3 trades. So it's kind of slow today right now. So far we have 10 minutes left in this session. When you're on a 4 chart, screen it works, but when you switch over to a single chart on the ES, it doesn't. You mean the no trade zone doesn't? Are you sure you're looking at the ES when you go to a no trade zone? And when you go to a one chart thing, because if I switch this to one chart, it's not going to be the ES that's showing. It's going to be the gold. Let's see. If I go to 2, it's going to be gold and crude. And if I go to 3, it's going to be gold, crude, and the ES. And if I go to 4, it's going to be gold, crude, ES, and the NQ. So if you're just switching your layout to one chart, then you're going to have to switch the gold to be the ES also. Okay. Yeah, the sensitivity is different on gold. Gold, the sensitivity is 0.01. Okay, so yeah, it pretty much takes a no trade right off. Now, if you have, if you go back to the ES right here, you do the ES and put the no trade zone on the ES. Right here, this is what it looks like right now, the way that we normally have it. And if we set the sensitivity, actually, it isn't what we normally have. But if we set the sensitivity to what the gold has, this is what it looks like with the gold. Hang on. Oops, it didn't change. That's what it looks like with the gold. So the no trade zone is just about non-existent with the gold sensitivity setting. Okay. So for the ES, you want that to be 0.35. Well, that's what I have it set to, 0.35. That's conservative enough for me, right? To give me trades where the trend is looking pretty good most of the time. You know, I want to get trades when it's looking like this. I don't want to get trades when it's looking like this. When it starts to open up like that is when I want the trades. Okay. Now again, that's up to you. However sensitive you set that is up to you. I'm just giving you something that's comfortable for me and the stuff that I use in the room in the morning. Okay, since most of the people want to do what I'm doing in the room in the morning, I'll give you what my sittings are. Okay. All right, so that was how to set up all that stuff. It's now 123. I don't know if we're going to get into the trade setup. This has gone flat right here on the NQ. It's gone flat on the ES. We still have the crude oil, but we didn't put in a higher swing from this last leg. And the gold didn't put in a lower swing from this last leg. So we really don't have any trades going right here. So if you guys want to look at something else, like equities or something like that, you know, now's a great time. You can do it right here. That's good. If you want to look at a crypto, we can look at that. You want. Now let's look at this. Let's just look at this in a little more detail since you asked, Sirius. So the no trade zone in here, it's not showing anything, right? If you turn the no trade zone on, everything's got a no trade zone. Okay, so you'd have to change your sensitivity in here. Now in here, 0.35 is way too big. So we'll start out with 0.01. Okay, and we'll see what that does. All right, so that's pretty good. So what did it take out? Right here where the long-term trend is flat, right here where the long-term trend is flat. Here where it's changing directions, here where it's changing directions. You might even want it a little bigger than that, right? The space right in between here, you might want that. This space right here, I know it gave a trade right there, but it didn't put in a higher swing. You want the one that puts in the higher swing. So make it 0.02. Look at that. That might be too much, okay? It's 0.015. There, that took out that one trade right there. Did you see that? So you set it to the sensitivity that you are comfortable with, that you want to see the trades coming at. Now, if you want to wait until you have this much separation up here, then play with that sensitivity setting until you have that much separation. That's out of the no trade zone, okay? But this is on an equity. Like right now, you know, today, well, I wouldn't do this on the 16 range, right? It's Apple. So I would do the Apple. You know, this is on the 16 range. I would do the Apple probably on the 50 range because it's an equity. And then I'd have to change it all over again. But I'd want this to be probably a little bit bigger in here. But this is covering all this flat spot right in here. So I'd want it to be a little more conservative than what it is actually. I mean, but it would definitely let you have every one of these pullbacks in here where it gave an arrow. No, I'd really be looking for the ones that are deeper pullbacks like this right here, like this right here. Those are the ones I'd be looking for. They get closer to the ribbon right in here where it pulls back to the ribbon. Okay, those are the ones I'd be looking for on equities. Okay. But that's just because I wanted you to see that it works. It works on everything. Every single thing that you have that has a chart, it'll work on. I mean, the problem with things like let's look at bonds for a second. Look at the 30-year bonds. Okay. Now the problem you're going to run into is things that don't have any volatility. You know, you got to have a really small time frame. Like 16 range, you're only going to get, like this bar here has been going since 11:10. This one went from 11 to 11:10. So this last bar was for a whole hour. If you have no volatility, you're going to have a smaller time frame, like a two range. Like every bar is, you know, every bar is only two ticks high. So to get to the next bar, you're going to have some sort of a trade setup that's going to take you off to the next bar. Now, I was looking at this earlier, and I actually took a short in here when I was during the break. I didn't have it set to the sensitivity, but I took a short right in here from something else that I had going. And I believe I took it. I was looking, my target was at 3201. So, yeah, that was it. The swing low was my target. But that was something else that I was doing, and I don't think it was on the two range. But anyway. Yeah, I mean the ribbon, right? When I see a deeper pullback, the highest probability trade is going to be an arrow off the ribbon, okay? Now, a lot of times you're going to get a trade off the ribbon that might occur one bar before the arrow, so it's going to get you in just a little bit earlier. If the black line is in the green and it pulls back and hits the ribbon, gives you an up close, and it doesn't pull out of the oversold, then that's still a trade, even though you don't have the arrow yet. The next bar, when it pulls out of the oversold, will give you the arrow to go with it. But that just gives you more strength in the trade that you took. Okay. Let me see. It doesn't look like we're going to get a ton of trades in here. Let me put this back on the NQ. I mean, these are like polar opposites, the NQ and the ZB, as far as volatility goes. But if you drop that ZB on a two-tick range, you get some movement in there. Now, it's still working on putting the context together for me. You see that right there. But we're going to have to change the sensitivity on this. Back to 0.35. Oops. And get rid of the no trade zones. Oh yeah, I get to change that too. Thank you. I was wondering what the heck. You know, you see this much blank space out here. Something is up with the time frame. So thanks, Dwayne. And get rid of no trade zones. Okay. Now, some people, if you'd like to have them, that's great. If you want to know why you're not getting any arrows, then no trade zones are in there for you. Okay. All right. So now the gold is starting to move down. Should put in a lower swing. We're going to be interested when it puts the lower swing in. Okay, on the crude, we didn't make it up to the second level. We made it to the first level, but keep this second level in mind. It's going to get up there eventually. We just went flat here on the NQ, and we've pretty much gone flat here on the ES. So it looks like we're going to probably end this session right now. We're just about at the ending point. And so far, we've had three trades. We're only plus two on crude and plus eight on the NQ. So a whole whopping $60 today. But $60 for free. If you guys have not taken the free trial with us and you want to, then go to mytradingiq.com, sign up for the free trial right there. Martin, if you want to set up a meeting with me, then just text me. You have my number from earlier, right? Just text me and we can set up a meeting. Make sure your desktop is set up right and I can answer any questions with you one-on-one if you want. And anybody else who is on the trial right now, if you guys want to meet with me, welcome. If you want to meet, here, I don't know, Martin, I don't know if you're in both of these things, but I'll put my number in over here again. Okay. Just text me at that number and we can set up a meeting. All right. All right. And anybody that's on the trial, you just got to let us know. All right. Let us know if you want to meet with us, anybody. All right. This is, the markets are getting really flat right here. It's not going to give us another trade here for a few minutes. And suddenly I get this disconnect thing. Either way, I think we're good. All right, so what I'm going to do is shut down the live stream right now and then pass everything back out to Fabulous Phoenix, Arizona in Studio A. Why does it keep doing this? In Studio A. Fabulous Phoenix, Arizona, Studio A, looking south of Mountain, America's largest city park. But let me shut off the stream first. Here it is. Stop the stream. There we go. All right, so it's all yours now, Dwayne. And I believe I answered all the questions that came in. All the chat things, and this is really being a pain in the butt.
Tomorrow, guys, we will talk about what's in store for the U.S. dollar. After so many years of being the world's reserve currency, are we on the brink of that changing, or has it already changed? It's still got dominance, but stuff going on between Russia and China is going to affect that greatly. So be prepared. Be prepared. All right. Real quick, Michael, recap of the morning session.
Today, 17 minutes, 3 trades, $490.
Great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap up with our good word for the day. Peek back in on the euro here. ES. Crude flatlining, gold dropping to the BBC. On the daily, we're still below that trend line. Silver dropping to the zone below. Dow attempting to climb. In Q, trying to hit that target again. And the Russell looks like it's ready to head lower as well. To become a lifetime member with no recurring fees, no upsells, no new shiny objects to buy from us, ever, go to eminifuturestrading.com. Two mouse clicks, become a lifetime member. It's that simple. Valerie, Michael, Bert will help you get your chart set up, get your indicators indicating. You're going to have access to a whole host of things, from the weekly trading zones, to the Logic 247 alerts, to the concierge trade alerts, to the members-only workshop on Thursday night. It truly is everything a trader needs, all under one roof, at one price. eminifuturestrading.com. You can call us at 949-42-EMINI. Send an email to support@cfrn.net. And our good word for today give your problem to God. And God knows we all got problems, whether you're a Rockefeller or in the breadline. It's part of the human condition. But Psalm 55:22 offers encouragement. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. If you grow up in hard times, you will automatically do one of these two things. One, trust God more because you have experienced His faithfulness. Or number two, worry, think, and incessantly talk about the what-ifs in life. And there are lots of them to think about because the future rests in God's hands and not yours. A thing can seem much bigger to you than it really is. That's the essence of worry. It's like a snowball. It starts small, but as you roll it over and over in your mind, it becomes bigger and bigger until it has the potential to bury you. So what's the answer? Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. if you fill your heart with God's word, then develop the habit of letting what's in your heart be more real to you than what you see, think, or feel. You can choose to think about what God can do instead of what you cannot do. If you continue to obsess about the difficulty of your situation, you will end up in despair. It's like a magnet. In other words, you will feel trapped. When that happens, it's easy to panic, begin to do irrational things that just make the problem worse. That's true in life, and boy, is that true in trading. Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. The word sustain means to strengthen, support, and hold you up. God may not take you out of the situation immediately, but His sustaining grace will bring you through it. So today, please, whatever your problem, whatever your worry, give it to God. That's our good word today. Thanks so much for tuning in. Whoever you are, wherever you are, may God continue to richly bless you with His mercy and with His grace. And I'll see you at the bell.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a one-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decision.